Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm mad. Y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all don't look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't one selling. Don't want to be.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You get Creed at 5:30. You get Tupac at 2:30 every day.
Now I got two Rottweilers by my bed. I feel them led.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. I would say I didn't particularly approve of the verbiage of the Twitter question.
What happened?
That said, the response is surprising to me.
Okay.
So the Twitter question, do you believe the Eagles need to trade 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett in order to win the Super Bowl, or can they win without it? That is the question.
Wow.
Do they need to trade for Myles Garrett to win the Super Bowl, or can they do it without it?
So the reason I did that was because yesterday we asked the question, would you trade 3 first-round picks for him? And I will say it was still 50-50, so I was trying to find a different way to ask the question.
Yeah. What do you think the response is? They need to trade for Myles Garrett to win the Super Bowl, or they can win without him?
Yeah, they can win without him.
What do you think?
I would say that's slightly more, 55%.
So it's 60% that can say they can win without him.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm surprised that 40% of the people say they need to trade for Myles Garrett to win the Super Bowl. I think the difference between the Eagles with Myles Garrett and without Myles Garrett is that Eagles with Myles Garrett obviously become the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
At least talent-wise, it's no question. We would see how he fits in, whatever. I think there's a real case to be made that you're the easy favorite. At the current thing, they're probably right there with 2 other teams, right? We say Detroit's right there, maybe Green Bay, maybe the Rams,
yeah.
I guess. But
oh yeah, but
they can win the Super Bowl.
I've not
them.
Wavered from the Eagles and the Rams in the NFC Championship game.
Okay, all right.
I just trust those 2 quarterbacks and those 2 coaches more than I trust the other guys.
Yeah, for sure. But they can win. But I'm surprised that 40% of the people think they need Myles Garrett to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that's a big... So let me ask you this, just to up the ante a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we say first-round picks. When you're talking about a player like Myles Garrett, it gets very easy to say, yeah, I'll trade a pick. What if I changed it and said it was 2 first-round picks and Jahad Campbell?
No.
You would say no?
No.
Jack?
I would probably still say yes. I would just re-sign to Kobe.
Yeah.
You would say no?
No. I'd rather give you the pick than Jahad Campbell.
Well, that's why I wanted to make it tough.
Yeah.
What if I said 2 first-round picks and Nolan Smith?
Yeah.
What if I said 3 first-round picks and Nolan Smith?
3 and Nolan Smith?
Yeah, well, I'm driving a hard bargain. Look, I'm Andrew Berry. I got to rebuild my team.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot, because you're basically asking for 4 first-round picks.
Yes.
That's 4 first-round picks. Yeah, that's a lot. I think I'd draw the line at 3 first-round picks. Somebody would have to show me that they're willing to give more than 3 first-round picks.
Last one.
Yeah.
And I know this one will go right to your heart.
All right.
It's not possible, but let me throw it out there. 1 first-round pick in Cooper DeJean.
Oh, 1 first-round pick in Cooper DeJean?
Yeah. I'm going after your yeah. probably your favorite
yeah,
player.
Yeah, I think I might do that.
2 first-round picks in Cooper?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
All right.
Come on, Spike.
Well, he's a slot corner. What are
yeah.
we talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a football player.
He is. Yeah, I knew. There it is. There
yeah,
it is.
He's a ball player. Yeah.
All I need to do is take one little shot. There
yeah,
it is.
He's a ball player.
All right. It is Do the Deal Friday. Give the Eagles permission to throw first-round picks in a deal to get Myles Garrett. If you happen to think that they shouldn't, that is fine, too. 215-592-9494. Mike in Medford. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
You rang.
Oh, wow. You, too.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I've got the low voice, baby.
Wait, is that your real voice?
No.
Yes, this is. Well, no, I mean, this is my real voice.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Still pretty low.
Yeah, still pretty low. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I actually I had an idea for the DeCamera Fritz basketball game, if you'll let me entertain it for a minute.
Can we do that second? Can we do the main thing first? Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. I would trade all of my organic gummy bears for Myles Garrett. I would give up anything we could to get pressure on the quarterback, to get...
Wow.
Wow. He's never going to get to his DeCamera thing. Mike, are you there?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Mike, you are you're something else. So just do the DeCamera thing. I'm not going to have you repeat the Myles Garrett thing. Your phone went out completely. Well, give me your idea about basketball with DeCamera and Fritz. It's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just do it. What's your idea?
I think he's lost a lot of steam with this basketball game. And since we're going to do it like 5-6 months from now.
Yep. Oh my God!
We're like
I just speaking of losing steam. Can you check on him, Luke? I want to know what his idea is.
Do we really?
No. I just
could it be a good one?
I'm going to give it one more
point,
try.
Could it be a good idea?
See, now I'm interested.
Yeah, you're intrigued by what it could be.
Well, like maybe it'll be a good idea. Then, you know, bad cell phones happen. Now he's gone completely. All right. So Brandon Graham on his podcast with Bo Wolf was asked about the A.J. Brown situation. Now, if you remember correctly, last year when the passing comment happened with A.J. Brown, that's when Brandon Graham went on the air here at WIP, noted that the two guys, Jalen and A.J., weren't as close anymore. But he said they needed to, you know, mend fences. And after that, it actually worked out for the rest of the year. Eagles won the Super Bowl. So now we have the A.J. Brown situation going again. Brandon Graham on his podcast addressed the situation. Here's what he had to say.
Now you made the joke about trade 11, trading A.J., mm-hmm. but been in the building now for a week. What's your sense of that situation?
You know what? I hope that that situation get handled, because I mean, you already know he's a heck of a player. He's definitely one of those guys that you don't want to see him on another team. You don't want him to go nowhere until he's done playing. And so I'm just hoping that we monitoring it and making sure that we can come to a middle ground on both sides, because I mean, that's where the feelings, it ain't, you can't have the feelings involved with it, but all I want is the best for both parties, you know, to be able to have fun. I mean, cause we living a good life, man, being in the NFL, and sometimes we kind of lose sight of that too. And you don't know how long you're going to be able to play. And then when that day do come, when it's over with for us, it's like, man, did I do everything I could to be a great role model for the kids, and how did I handle adversity when it came? I just want what's best for both parties.
So I thought it was interesting he said he wants what's best for both parties. Mm-hmm. In that case, do you think he is talking about AJ and the Eagles, or is he talking about AJ and Jalen?
AJ and the Eagles.
You think so?
Yes.
And what was also interesting is that he didn't shoot anything down. I mean, you give credit to Brandon. Brandon oftentimes is honest. Maybe I would guess if I'm the Eagles, I'm thinking maybe you're being a little too honest there and a little forthright. Him saying that he is hoping they're able to come to, you know, a middle ground or whatever that means. He has a good point. You never know how long your career is going to be unless you're Brandon and it goes on for 20 years. But I thought it was just interesting that he outright acknowledged that there was some sort of an issue, and because he's really the first one to do so within the building.
Well, we know it's an issue with AJ.
Aside from him, I mean. Like there hasn't been another player that's gone or a coach that has said, you know, I hope we can work it out. It's always been AJ's fine. You know, we're all working toward the same goal. Brandon specifically saying, I hope we can work things out. It's just a different tone than I think we've heard from anybody with the Eagles so far.
Yeah, I guess so. And listen, Brandon has a certain standing within the organization. He can feel freely to speak. It's like Jason Kelce speaking when he was here. Like certain guys speak their mind, and they can do it without stepping on toes. I don't honestly think he said anything that is a revelation. We all know AJ isn't happy. Like, to me, that's not – I think the idea that people still think that AJ is happy is just ridiculous. Like, there's clearly been enough conversation around this. Now, how happy or unhappy he is, only he knows that. But I think what Brandon was trying to say or is insinuating is that, man, you hope everything can get sort of worked out. Because I heard a little bit of prior to that, and him speaking there, and it was brought up about possibly trading him before the trade deadline. And
AJ.
AJ. Yeah, so the idea of AJ being traded, rumors out there. And Brandon was talking about salary cap numbers and dead cap hits and all that type of stuff, too, as to that has to be thought about or taken into consideration when making those moves. But he ultimately said, well, I trust Howie will do what's best for the organization. Yeah. And then I think that's where the whole, I hope they can find a happy medium there somewhere where he can be happy and that sort of thing. I think it's more, that was more about AJ and the organization. And it's really more about whether or not AJ is happy being here.
Well, that's the thing I was thinking about is like, what even is the middle grade? Normally when you're, and I understand what Brandon was saying. I understand how he's framing it. Mm-hmm. But really, There's no middle ground, really. It's really AJ wants to do it or he doesn't want to do it. I don't think from the Eagles' perspective that they should be changing anything, right? I mean, that they should run the offense the way they think it should be run. They should throw the ball to whom they should think they should throw it to, when they should think they should throw it. I don't know what the – because when – I mean, you've
even said
it.
They've already tried this. They've already made a conscious effort to get him
the football. That's what I'm saying, but it hasn't done anything. So to me, it's less about a middle ground. It's less about changing anything for AJ, and it's more about – AJ, this is exactly, I think, what you're saying. AJ, do you want to be here or do you not want to be here?
Right.
It's less about, can we make this better for you? Because I don't know at this point what will...
That's what I'm saying. So to me, here's the middle ground. The middle ground is, do you understand this offense can sometimes be a run-first offense? The ball is going to get spread around. You're not going to be the focal point.
Right. You're not going to get 13 targets.
Yeah, so the middle ground is you being happy with
it.
That
yes.
and not complaining about it. You can't have this every year where you come out making remarks about the offense, you not getting the ball, and that sort of thing. Because it costs this stuff we feed off of from a media standpoint, an outsider standpoint. You've been doing this 3 years straight, 23, 24, and 25.
Of the same thing.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this for three straight years. So at some point, either you're going to get past it and be like, okay, this is just the offense that I'm in and this is what it is, or you're not.
Would you make that trade for Myles Garrett if the consequence was they trade A.J. Brown for 2 second-round picks somewhere?
In the offseason?
Right now.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No.
You get Myles Garrett.
I'm not doing anything to trade A.J. Brown during the season.
Okay.
Nothing.
Even if it means getting Myles Garrett.
Even if it means getting Myles Garrett. Because I don't think you win. You need A.J. Brown here to go win a Super Bowl.
More than you need Myles Garrett?
No, you need both. But okay. but I don't think you can trade one for the other. Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Myles Garrett does enough defensively.
Yes.
That's going to change what you need to have happen offensively.
Yeah, yes. That was it. The question wasn't about trading A.J. to the Browns.
If you can
make a separate play, trade to replenish draft picks. Okay.
Yeah, if you want to trade A.J. in the offseason, I'm all for it. There is almost no way I'm agreeing to trade A.J. Brown during the season. Okay. I just don't see the benefit in doing it.
215-592-9494. Nick Costos joins us in a moment to get your bets for the weekend. Eric in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Eric?
What's up, E?
I would definitely trade two first-rounders and a player for Myles Garrett, but not A.J. Brown.
Forget about the A.J. Brown thing. You would trade two first-rounders and a player. You wouldn't trade three first-rounders?
No.
Okay.
No, not three.
So would you trade two first-rounders and Jahad Campbell?
Not Jahad Campbell, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You have to be a veteran player.
Okay. Well, then how about two first-round picks and Sam Howell? I mean, who's the player? Obviously, like, what is the level of player?
Like a Nolan Smith, even a Jalen Hunt,
right?
But, you know, I mean,
right.
They want another, you know, player, but not AJ. See, listen, do you remember when the Miami Heat got Alonzo Mourning?
I mean, that was a long time ago, but yes.
Right, in 1988.
Yeah,
they had to give up Glenn Rice to get him.
Yep.
Miami would have won a championship if they would have kept Glenn Rice, too. You can't give up a great player for another great player and expect to have the same champion.
I don't know if that timeline matches up.
Yeah. And what about
Glenn Rice and Alonzo play together in Charlotte?
No. They had to give up Glenn Rice for Alonzo Mourning. I was there. I was living in Miami.
Hmm.
I know.
When do you think the Glenn Rice-Sarah Palin thing happened, though?
You're funny.
Eric. All right. Thank you for the call, buddy. That is a real thing. Do you remember that? The Glenn Rice, Sarah Palin thing?
I'm pretty sure.
When
they dated each other?
Maybe it was in college.
I thought she was married.
No, I think it was in college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you Google it. There was definitely a Glenn Rice, Sarah Palin thing. All right. Is Costos with us, Luke?
I got to Google whether
believe
I'm...
so.
All right. Well, could
voice, bro.
Yeah.
You rang.
Yeah. Is where are we? Is it a yes or a no or a maybe? Yes. Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. You can catch You Better You Bet weekdays and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11-1, leading you off to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Costos, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
What up, Nick?
We're pretty good, man. Now, we will get to the NFL picks in a segment, but you seem so eager to talk about the Knicks and the Sixers every single week. And here we are. Are you ready to fire Mike Brown yet, or are you worried?
No, I'm good on Mike. Not worried yet. Let's see how the next couple games go against the Bulls. But look, like, I I've been really positive about the Sixers, right? I haven't been talking a lot of smack about the Sixers. I came on and said, if everybody stays healthy, I think they're a legitimate Eastern Conference contender. It's okay. Gone awesome. It's gone awesome this season and could continue to go awesome if Nick Nurse can Frankenstein this together when like Jared McCain comes back and George is healthy and Embiid's playing more minutes. But look, there's no questioning. Edgecombe's a stud. Maxey's taken like the next step forward. I think they're really good. I also think the Knicks are really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little bit, right, for them to get acclimated to this new system. The Milwaukee loss the other night was pretty frustrating. I will be able to put that in my rearview mirror if the Knicks can take care of business against the 4-0 Chicago Bulls tonight, and then they play the Bulls again later. I think maybe tomorrow in a couple days, like again this weekend.
To me, Karl-Anthony Towns just seems like to have a little too much loser vibe for the team that you've constructed there. I think he brings down the vibe of the team. That is my opinion. I think Karl-Anthony Towns is a very talented player, but he feels like a loser to me.
Well, if you've given an opinion, can I counter that with a fact?
Sure.
Has Karl-Anthony Towns ever played in a conference final?
Yes.
Has Joel Embiid ever played in a conference
final? See, this is what you cretins in New York do. No. But okay, no. I will answer.
What is the answer to the question?
The answer to the question is yes. No, shut up. The answer to the question is yes. Karl-Anthony Towns has, and I can promise you, if Joel Embiid was drugged to the conference finals by Anthony Edwards, we would have a different situation. There's a lot of players who have played in a conference finals that aren't the primary reason they were in the conference finals. Now I'm going to ask you a question, because the question I was asking you is not about the Sixers. It's not about Joel Embiid. The question is, do you believe that Karl-Anthony Towns is a loser, not compared to Joel Embiid? This is not a Knicks Sixers thing. It's just asking you about your team.
I don't think so. Okay. I thought he was the best. So like we could all be honest, right?
Yes.
I think legitimately.
Yeah.
Towns was the best Knicks player in the Pacers series in the Eastern Conference Final last year. Do you think that's a crazy? Do you agree with me? Do you think that's crazy to say?
I think that's crazy to say.
In the Eastern Conference
Final. I think that's crazy.
He was the best player in that series for them. Maybe not at the very end in the final game, but he's the reason they were even able to extend the series the way that they did.
Real
I thought
sad
he was
stuff.
Awesome in that series.
This is like when Lakers fans sold their soul for LeBron. You selling your soul for Karl-Anthony Towns is sad stuff.
I mean, listen, the difference between the two of us is that I can be honest about things.
Wait a minute. I'm plenty honest.
You cope.
I don't cope. No, I'm honest. You cope.
Does Joel Embiid give loser vibes off?
Yes. There. Yes. I've said it 100 times. Big loser vibes. That's why that's why having Maxey is great. But Joel Embiid is way better than Karl-Anthony Towns.
Embiid at his best is definitely better than Karl-Anthony
Towns.
But look.
Yeah.
Towns was awesome in that series against Indiana.
Okay.
He was really good.
All right. Okay.
No?
No, he was not the best player in the series.
Who was better?
Jalen Brunson.
Oh man, I thought the Pacers embarrassed Brunson in that series, and okay. I love Brunson.
Okay, all right. No Eagles game this weekend.
Sad.
But you are not motivated by whether the Eagles are playing. You are motivated by gambling. So, what are your couple of best games this weekend to look at?
I am sad that the Eagles aren't playing this weekend because
you love
betting.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
I do, man.
Yeah,
they're awesome. Like they are.
Yeah.
Best bet this weekend, Kansas City on the road at Buffalo. I think the Bills defense is bad. I don't think they can fix it. I think Kansas City is going to slice and dice them. And Mahomes is just better than Josh Allen. And that's it. And people get really mad when you say that. Oh, my God. But what about Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen? Like, sorry, guys. Like, Mahomes is better than both of them. And if it's close at the end, and I'm not convinced it will be, which doesn't mean I think this is going to be like 35-7. But if it's close at the end, I'll take my chances with Mahomes. That is my one favorite bet spike of the weekend. Is the Chiefs laying the points in Buffalo against the Bills.
What, I'm sorry, what's the line? I don't know if you said it. I didn't hear.
Two. Chiefs minus two.
Wow. It's kind of shocking they're favorites on the road that way. I mean, that is a, I don't know if you do the line is telling me something thing there, but I'm a little surprised they're
well,
2-point favorites on the road.
It is telling you something.
Yeah, yeah.
It is telling you something. What it's telling you is that the Chiefs are rated as the best team in the league right now.
Yeah.
That they're favored on the road in Buffalo. So I think it's two things, right? I think there's a betting, there's a market downgrade for Buffalo, which doesn't mean that like Buffalo is bad, but I don't think the Bills are what people thought they were coming into the year. Like the defense is not good.
Yeah.
And now you have Kansas City being so aggressively upgraded where, you know, take Monday night, for instance, right? Just like a quick betting thought. Kansas City is 12 and a half in that game against the Commanders. From Sunday into Monday up until kickoff, the Commanders get bet hard. It closes 10. So Washington takes a ton of money. Kansas City wins 28-7. Like the betting market is not yet caught up, I believe, to how good the Chiefs are. This is a close approximation of how good I think they are. I still don't think we're far enough to where we need to be yet. And then there's the stylistic matchup where I don't think the Bills have the horses on defense to stop the Kansas City offense.
Any other games this weekend? It's a much better slate than last week, I can tell you that.
Well, we stick in the NFC East for a second. I think the Commanders are done. I think Seattle's way better. I like Seattle laying the 3. That's the Sunday night game, Seattle at Washington. I like the Colts on the road at the Steelers laying 3. The thing that I like the most in that game is Indianapolis's team total over. The Steelers defense is like Buffalo's defense. Like it's bad and they can't fix it. And Indy's offense, and I don't think when we're done with the season, we will say this, but it's accurate to say it at this juncture in time. It's historically great through 8 games and Pittsburgh's defense is bad. Indy's going to score. I like the over in the game. Colts team total over. Make me pick the winner. I'll take Indianapolis. And in the Broncos Texans game, there's split opinions on game with a lot of people that I talk to.
Yeah.
Some people think the loss of Patrick Surtain for Denver, the reigning defensive player of the year, could sink the Broncos in the short term until he comes back. I look at Houston's offensive line, one of the 2 worst lines in the league, along with the Las Vegas Raiders, up against this Broncos defensive front. I think Denver wins the game. WTF, wrong team favored, Broncos money line on the road in Houston on Sunday.
Just to ask you a betting question, we only have a couple minutes here, but I would like to, because I hear the way that you talk about betting these games, and a lot of times you're talking about actual football things instead of trends. How much do you look at trends, you know, like, you know, this situational stuff when you're betting, and how much are you looking at the actual football of it?
Well, I think it depends on, like, what trend we're talking about, right? Because sometimes you'll get, you know, like, the Eagles play the Bills at home once every 8 years. Right,
right, right, right, right. Right. I'm talking about the more legitimate ones, you know, like, you know, like division rivals at home getting points, or something that has a bigger sample size than what you're talking about.
So what I would say is the way that I like to think about things, you know, I think it's easy. And then when you win, it just creates a confirmation bias where you're right because of this.
Right, right, right.
Where division home underdogs covered and you bet a division home dog and they covered, like, ergo, you will do only this moving forward. And I kind of think each game is like its own individual puzzle piece that needs to be figured out. Like, you know, I've used this example before. The Chip Kelly 49ers and the Hugh Jackson Browns. And this will kind of dovetail in, Spike, with the question that you asked.
Okay.
And the Adam Gase Jets. 3 of the worst NFL teams in this century, right? Every single week, sharp bettors, and this is not meant to insult them, would see quote-unquote value on these teams and bet them every single week. And every week, they would get their brains beaten in and lose. So it's the idea that, well, like, sharp bettors like this or this covers all the time. I would encourage people to not think of things in those terms. Look at the actual game that's being played. What's the point spread of the game? What's the injury report? What's the weather? And try and figure out the answer to the question yourself instead of leaning on blindly on trends. Because for every trend that 57% it hits, 43% it doesn't.
Right.
And you're rolling the dice, basically.
Yep. Well, I mean, one trend that I wouldn't, it would be a future, but there hasn't been consecutive NFC East champions in like 20 years. And I would never bet on a team to win the NFC East.
You're a really smart guy, though, right? Like, you're a really smart, I mean that sincerely. Like, I'm not just, you're a smart guy.
Yes.
Like, when you hear that, do you think that there's any rhyme or reason to that?
No. I'm saying that's a stupid one. I'm saying I would not bet the NFC East. I would not bet the Eagles to win the NFC East because they won it last year. I don't think that there's any validity. All right, Kostos, thanks as always. Hope your Knicks get it together. Kat is the loser. Yeah. I appreciate you as always.
I think you're smart, but your basketball opinions are really, really dumb.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fair.
Wish happy Halloween. Wishing everybody the very best. Who do the Eagles have next week?
Like Packers Monday night.
Yes.
Eagles are
and then Detroit, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Eagles are 3-point dogs on the road at Green Bay.
Yeah, Eagles plus. Yeah, we don't even.
Eagles plus Eagles. 3. All right.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
All right, Kostos. Thanks as always, buddy.
Yep.
Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck.
All right, Nick.
Nick Kostos, host of Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary, the BetMGM network you can hear on the free Odyssey app. A very, very, very special edition of Elliot Shore Parks coming up next with us. As he joins us every Friday at 3. But as I said, this will be a little more special than normal. 215-592-9494. Do the deal Friday. Let's try to get the Eagles to trade 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.